After David Williamson's play The Removalists was published by Currency Press in 1972, it became compulsory reading in training courses for the Victoria Police. This was a year after Currency Press was founded, and in the four decades since, it's published many more Australian plays by the likes of Joanna Murray-Smith, Patricia Cornelius, Wesley Enoch, Alana Valentine and others. The market for plays in book form is quite small, so what's the value of publishing plays in Australia today and what does it add to our culture? Alana Valentine is a playwright who's had six plays published by Currency Press. Two of her works are on the senior reading list in New South Wales schools. Alana Valentine, welcome to the Book Show.
Good morning, Peter.
And also joining us is Nick Parsons, who's the chairman of Currency Press and the son of the press's founders, Catherine Brisbane and Philip Parsons. He's also a screenwriter. Nick Parsons, welcome to you.
G'day.
And Nick Parsons, why was The Removalists, that David Williamson play, put on the training course for Victoria Police?
Well, it was, as it happened in 1972, I wasn't around to actually ask them, but the play deals with a young rookie policeman who on his first day on the job who is basically manipulated by a much older policeman into going round to the house of a couple of women who've come into the police station to help them move furniture and to and when the husband comes home, eventually they wind up beating the man, and the young rookie winds up beating this man to death. And it's, I would imagine that it was on the, that it was part of the police training to show how rookie cops shouldn't be influenced to do the wrong thing by older and more experienced policemen who seem to know what they're doing.
So something about addressing deeply entrenched cultures and so on in the police force.
I think that's exactly right, yeah.
Your parents set up the Currency Press in 1971. What motivated them to set up a specialist publishing house to publish plays?
Well, I think at the time, both my parents were very interested in Australian drama. They were aware that the new wave, that there was something going on. They wouldn't have called it the new wave at the time, but that there was something going on in Australian drama. My father taught drama for many years, and my mother was a theatre critic for The Australian. And they and at the time, there was only two Australian plays, to my knowledge, that were in print, which was Alan Seymour's The One Day of the Year, and The Summer of the 17th Doll. So they just felt that if this kind of new wave of drama was to get anywhere, there needed to be a permanent record of what those plays were. And so they set up the press. Really, they thought, as a kind of a home business, that would operate off their kitchen table, but once they got into it, it didn't quite work out that way.
Well, I guess it migrated eventually from the kitchen table and became a rather bigger enterprise. Do you have childhood memories of this?
Yes, I do. I was from the age of about 11 or 12, I was being brought in to do, little jobs. I think from my early teens, I was proofing manuscripts and discussing plays, and I was being constantly dragged along to see, one premiere of something or other.
Opening night after opening night. I can imagine.
It was just my early childhood is like a stream of play productions.
Alana Valentine, you've had six plays published by Currency Press. What does it mean for a playwright to have your scripts appear in print?
Look, it's just utterly thrilling, Peter. I mean, the first play of mine that Currency published was The Conjurers, which was down in Melbourne at Playbox, what is now the Malthouse. And I used to stand in the foyer and watch people buy it as part of the program. They could buy the play script, and it was just absolutely thrilling. For me, it was an act of faith on Currency's behalf that this play that was in the theatre was of sufficient importance to put into print. It was an act of respect for what the actors and the other theatre makers had done. And look, I can't even describe to you how exciting it is to